Eric Bayes, Mr. Gimel. We did Olive, we did Bayes. We didn't do the first half of Bayes, okay. Yesh neder besuch, neder bein shua besuch shua. Okay. Ketzad. So, a person can put multiple types of nedarim. And not multiple types of shua. Okay, so the imam harini nozer im oichal, harini nozer im oichal. He says, I'm a nozer if I eat something. So chayav halachas vachas. He tzami says it. The creates a status of nozer upon himself. And nozer is a form of a neder in the sense of. It takes effect upon on an item. So even though a nozer is for shloshim yom, as soon as he says he's a nozer, he's a nozer. So he says he's a nozer again, it shouldn't be effective. It waits and it takes effect after the first one. So we have a concept of shua, can't be chal al shua. If he says shua shlo oichol, the shua shlo oichol, the second one is not effective. However, it's not totally bottle. There's a concept of hataras shua. Hataras shua makes it as if he never made a shua. So if he goes and he's does Hatorah on his first Shua, so then the second will take effect. Because as if there never was the first one, so then the second one was the only one. Because the Lashon of the Mishnah is Ein Chayav Al-Achas, which means it's not that it's not effective at all, it's effective in that sense that it's awaiting taking effect if the first one would be removed. Okay. Mishnah Dal, Stam Adorim L'Hachmer, U'Perushim L'Hakam. A person says an eder in the language of stam without specifying, so we have to be machber. But if a person would clarify what he meant, we would accept that. Okay. Ketzad. Amar harei alai kibosur maliach yain hesuch. That this thing should be usher in me like the. Kibana, the meat, which is maliyah, which is salted, which the kibanas have to be salted. So that was the example that he gave. Or kiyein nesach, like the wine which is poured. Im shal shemayim nodar is also, if he meant of the kibanas, so that he's being matvis his neder and saying this should be also, I mean, just like a korban is also. He's connecting his neder into a korban. So that's a valid form of neder. Im shel avodah zara, if he meant this should be also to me like the yayin nesach of avodah zara. So we saw from the first Mishnah in the Parak that a person does not have the power to make something usur upon himself the same way the isurim of the Torah usur on him. You cannot be matzvah, you cannot connect your neder into isuria Torah. You can connect your neder into karbonos. So if he meant this should be also to me like a yayin nesach of avodah zara, the loch is im shel avodah zara nodar mutter. So the neder is not effective. Im saw some of he says the language stam is also, so stam will be remach. When we assume he meant korban, and therefore it's chal. If he says he meant for by avodah zara, the iser of avodah zara, so then it would not be chal. So pirushim lahakam. Harei like yecherim, he says this should be also to me like cherim. Okay, so cherim is interesting. The Torah uses cherim as a form of a person can designate something for iser by calling it cherim. So this should be like a cherim. So there's two types of chromim. There's kerem gavoya, kerem shemayim, and kerem kahanim. Kerem gavoya is a form of making something hektish. So in kerem shel shemayim is also, if you met the shvi kerem like the kerem of kerem gavoya, chromim which goes to the mikdash. So he's basically saying this is set aside, just like this is also just like that thing is set aside. It's only used by the mikdash. It's a korban. It's a form of hektish. So that's also. Vim kecherim shel kahanim, which is designated to be, it should be chorum to be given to the kahanim. So that is mutter. Vim stam is also. Now take a look at the rab over here. Kecherim shel kahanim mutter. It's three lines on the bottom. So the rabbi asked the question. The rabbi gave the chermik kahanim meirlim behem atchi avoyli lidei kahanim b'habidavar another. So even chram which goes to the kayanim, which are given to the kayan, it has a din of kedusha on it. The person is moil if he takes benefit from it before he gives it to the kayan. So if so, b'habidavar another, it's not davar also, it's davar another. It's like a form of a. Something which you made a net around it, like hektish. So why is, if he says kecherem shel kahanim, is it mutter? Kovakim stam kecherem kahanim mashus karbo liyad koyin. The lashem kecherem shel kahanim means once it's reached the koyin. Once it's reached the koyin, the lach is it doesn't have any doesn't have kedusha in it anymore. So it's there's nothing to be matvis in. Yeah. It's not also anymore. Stam is also. So stam is with stamam is lahachmir pirushim lahakol. Relic a meiser. So this should be also to me like meiser. So im kmeiser behema no dar is also. You meant meiser behema. It's also. Vim shalgarin. If it's the meiser of the tavua, we saw already before that truma meiser, those type of things are not considered davar hanadar, even though the person designates them, but it's rooted in an iser of the Torah of tavul. So then mutter. Now, why is meiser behema? Meiser behema l'chara is something which a person is not makdish, just by the etzim fact that it goes out is number 10 makes it into meiser. So the Rav points out, Bahavi Dabar another should talk like the Isha because you have to makdish it. Meister Oyser Hadir, Kamoy Shemaiser Dogan, Oyser Hagerin. There's a concept called Tevil, which means the Isser is already rooted there before you start. But that's not true by the animals of the Meiser Behema. There's no Isser in them at all before you Ma'aser them. So it means now you're generating this Isser through the process of making a Meiser. So that's considered you made a Korban. So that's Aser. If you saw some, it's Aser. Relic a Truma. So now, he said Kitruma. So truma normally means truma of tavua, but no, it could mean im kitruma halishcha. It's not there. That's also where the people are hermakdish their coins to give the base of mikdash. That's a form of hektish. Im shalgar you mean truma of the grains is mutter. Im stam is also the remeir. Okay, so remeir says it functions like the regular rules. That stam is also bihuraim or no. Depends where you are. Stam truma be Yehuda is asura, be Galil is muteris. Shenatzik Galil makirim as truma zalishcha. Truma zalishcha is not something which the people in Galil are—it's on their mind. It takes place far away. They don't, so they say truma. They mean truma of the field. In Yehuda, where the right around the base of Mikdash, so truma zalishcha was something which was in the forefront of their awareness. So for them, when they say the word truma, it's possible they mean truma zalishka, and therefore it's also. And And then Rabbi Yehuda says, "Stam charam and Yehuda mutarim." Willilah surin. She not chigilah makirim eschar makahanim. Yehuda, there is kahanim were constant presence. So a person says chayrim, he usually means chayrim kahanim. In the Galil, when they say chayrim, they mean something for the base of mikdash. They're not thinking about the kahanim. So Yehuda says in Galil, stam chayrim means to the mikdash. Okay. So the Mishnah Hey, Nodar b'chayrim. Person comes along and says he makes this should be a chayrim, and then he says Omar. He says afterwards, Lo nadarti ela b'cherem el shayam. I meant the cherem of the nets. Nets are also referred to as cherem. He says b'korban. V'amar, he says, Lo nadarti ela b'korban el shamalachim. You bring a present to the melech. Sometimes he uses the word loshon of korban. Hari atzmi korban. My etzem, my being, my atzmi should be a korban. I have a bone. Atzmi is my bone. I have a bone which I keep stored in my house. Whenever I say the word atzmi, people saying, you know, is this true? Yes. If not true, atzmi should be a korban. Wow, he must be very serious. He met the bone in his house, so he didn't mean himself. Kaidem ishti nehenesli makes a netter that his wife can't have benefit for him. Okay. So what do we do with this? Do we accept that this pirish that he's saying, and saying that he really, that's what he really meant? Or we say we have to machmer because at the time when the person says these languages, it's not clear that he meant that. We have to assume that he meant the way it's normally used, which would be iser, or bikor, would be a netter. And now, so luck is like this. So, vakulon ein ishal lehem. We require a that they have to imater the netter, and we don't do it for them. If they already did a bezin without realizing it had been matter the netter, okay. So we give them some form of a punishment. The Rav says that means we put them in. Nidui in Cherim. Chomim Armim, Divrim Meir, Chomim Armim, Pesel and Pesach, Mimach and Macha. We will find them a Hatorah based on a different form of a Heter, not based on this. Malandam is son, Kadeshal Yinago Kalos Rosh Benador. What to do is consider an act of Kalos Rosh, of not taking the Dorm seriously. So we teach them that this is inappropriate what they've done. So how we do that? We say this that you claim that these thought processes, we don't accept that. As far as we're concerned, the netter is a netter. But it's like any netter. If you find a valid Pesach to be matter the netter, you can matter the netter. So this you can matter as well. But just to be matter based on saying that I meant Cherem El Shayam. If I realized that they were going to translate it as Cherem, meaning Korban, I would never have made the netter. Right? That we will not do for them. Because that's exactly something which they've done, which is inappropriate. But if they come up with another source of a valid argument of why they would not have made the netter, a bona fide Pesach, you'll be matter it. Now, Pasha, this is all the Rabbana. I mean, at the Raisa level, they have a right to be mefarish what they meant. That's what the Mishnah said before. Perushin is lahakol. They have a right to clarify what they meant in the letter. The Chama said that the Chama saw this as some form of a inappropriate respect for Nadorim, so they said we're not going to allow this to be matter it based on, you know, based on what they're saying. We're going to deal with it as if it's a full bona fide neder and force them to find some other way to matter it. Okay. So the Mishnah, Arbo Nedor, Perek Gimel Mishnah Aleph. Arbo Nedorim, Hitiru Chachamim. So there were four Nedorim which the Chachamim allowed without going through a Minoraisa, they're not considered a Neder. And the Chachamim did not impose any type of as opposed to the last mission, in the second paragraph, where the Chachamim imposed, even though it's a mitzvah, it's not a neder, imposed that you need a hatorah process. Over here, you don't need a hatorah process. They're batel. What are these four nedarim? Nidrei zruzin, nidrei havoy, nidrei shkogas, nidrei oinsin. So what are these four things? So the first one is called nidrei zruzin. Nidrei zruzin, ketza. So the goal over here is the person's goal is to be mezaris somebody. Okay, for example, ketsa hoyem moicher chayfitz, person selling something. Vomer kainim shenim nepeches lechom min hasela. Kainim that this thing is going to be usher on me. Okay, the word kainim is we should really translate. Again, we pointed out that a neder, on a primary level, the way a neder is made is when a person is connecting this to a korban, saying this should be also to me just like a korban is also. So he's connecting the isra of this item into the kedusha of a korban. We'll see back in the first parak that they didn't use the word korban many times. They would use a colloquialism to replace the word korban. The most common one was the word kainim. Kainim is a slang way of saying korban. The Morris says the reason why they did that because a lot of times the word korban was used in the phrase korban l'Hashem, and they were afraid that the person will end up saying Hashem's name in an unnecessary way. So they just used a different phrase instead of saying korban. They used the word kainim. A, B. Well, many Mishnayos will see, like over here, we'll see it multiple times. A neder has to take effect on an item. Over here, he's talking about an action. I am not going to go below a certain price. So, where's the kainim? So, the language of the Mishnah is giving us a shorthand to what exactly he said. He actually said, this item should be also me like a kainim if. I do X, or if I don't do X. So the word kainim is used, A, is that was the language that you see instead of a korban, and B, the mission not giving us the full language the person said. The full language the person said, we're going to fill in ourselves. I don't mean the chum, we when we read the Mishnah, we should understand that really the full thing that the person actually said was, this item, or this kikar, this whatever it is, should be also like a korban. I won't go below a seller. If I go below a seller, this item should be also in me. A shekel is a half a seller. There are four denorim in a seller. There's two denorim in a shekel. Shekel. The word shekel, when used in the Torah, means actually the same thing as a seller, which is four denorim. But it's used in the Lashon of Chazal, time of Chazal, the word shekel already had been used to refer to something which is the half a seller. So the purchaser says, now this item is going to also on me, this loaf of bread, if I pay more than a half a seller. So now what? He can't go below a seller, and he can't go above a shekel. So there's no sale. So obviously that's not what they want. Shneim roitzim b'shlosha denorim. Their goal is to get somewhere in the middle. Okay. So the language, even though we said a language of neder, we understand that the point over here was it was a way to push the other person, and that he wants to mezarez the other person. He didn't mean it seriously. So now, the Rav, take a look at the Rav. He didn't really mean it. So they didn't mean it. So A, we're now adding a rule that by neder, the fact that the person said a full bona fide language of neder, if he didn't mean it, it's not effective. Now, but we have to assume that he meant it normally. The fact that he thought in his heart, I don't mean this. So there's two issues with what's going on in his heart. One is, halacha says, if he didn't mean it, it's not effective. And number two is, we have no right to assume that he didn't mean it. Because if he said it, he probably meant it. So the worm shibalev saying, well, in my heart I was thinking not like that. End of the worm. Now, you're going to ask me, we had it in the previous Mishnahis, we did a perushim lahakal. So how am I telling you a rule, the worm shibalev, end of the worm? So the Ron says, it's the difference between what I'm explaining and when I'm contradicting. Right. Over here I'm saying I made an error, so I didn't mean an error. So that's a direct contradiction. So the general rule should be Devorim Shalev Enim Devorim, which means I don't care what you thought, but what you said, we have to assume that you meant it. The Mishnah told me before was it a case where I come and I explain what I meant, so it's not a contradiction at all to what I said. I'm saying I meant A versus B. Most people assume I meant A, I meant B. Okay, so here's from the Hakel. Over here, he's directly contradicting, so we have a problem with the Rosh Hashanah and the border. So, what do you mean you didn't mean it? It's irrelevant. Even though it's halachically true that if we would believe that you don't mean it, it's not a netter, but we have no right halachically to believe you didn't mean it. So, the answer is, like the Rav, Hech of the Mucha Milsa, Ki Hacha Shekain Derek called the Merchim Lachim Lasus Kate, Azidim Bosset the Rosh Hashanah. But a case where the language that they think that the Achronim use is believe or believe kol adam. That we say that we take a person's statements as at face value, and therefore we don't believe that he's thinking otherwise, is only when this is going to be an individual private act. But if based on the standard how people function, this is what happens, so then he's believed that that's what happens. So if the standard interface between America and Lakaic, they do these type of languages and they don't mean it, so then he's believed to say that he's one of those people. And it's not called, so the law says believe or you believe call them. The worm should believe and the worm, but someone says believe or believe call them, everybody functions like that, so then he's believed. And then we go back to the first point. Remember, there's two points over here. One point is, if he didn't mean it, it's not a netter, even though he said it. The netter is not effective just by the words, it's affected by what's in the person's heart. The second point is, he has no nemanis to be believed what he was thinking. There's an assumption what he said is what he meant. But over here, the assumption is not true, because we know most people don't mean it. So then he's believed. And once you know he doesn't mean it, it's not a netter. There's a run in Masechta Shavuos. So why is that? Why do I care about what he thought? The main thing is what he said. Even if you believe him, yeah, I believe you. You didn't mean it, but I don't care what you meant. The main thing is what you said. You said a netter, it's a netter. So the pasuk says the chol asher yibatei ha'adam bishvua. That so Chazal darshan ha'adam bishvua. We have to have the being of the person into the shua and the netter. So it's not dependent only upon what you said. We need ha'adam bishvua. The adam of the person is his mind. If his mind isn't into it, he's not really into this. His heart is not agreeing with this. That's not a shua. So a person would come out and say language of a shua in a way that we believe him that he didn't mean it, It's not a shavua. Well, you said it. And the main thing is the words, isn't it? No, not by shavuas. By shavuas and adorim, the main thing is the power of the human being that he, to create something. And that power is rooted in the person's mind and heart, not in his words. So once you believe that he didn't mean it, it's not a neder. So that's the chiddush of Nidrei Zeruzin. Now, Rabbi Yezim and Yaakov Omer, take a look at the Rav. So Reuven wants Shimon to join him to, for as a guest, and Shimon doesn't want to come. So Reuven's pressuring Shimon. Shimon finally says, "Listen, if I go to you, everything which I have will be usher on me, or you know, all these things will be usher on me." So therefore, he's effectively making a neder, forcing Reuven to leave him alone. Or Reuven's going to make a neder, if you don't come, everything in my house will be usher on me. So Shimon's forced to come. Right? They're trying to pressure the other person. So it's a form of zeruzin. They're trying to pressure the other person. So he said they don't really mean it. They're just trying to pressure the other person to either leave him alone or to join them.
Conditions, like, sort of.
It's not a condition issue. I mean, it says if. But the point over here is, do you really mean if Reuven doesn't come to eat you, join you for the Shabbos Suda, your whole house is usher on you? Probably not. You just want him to come. And you're saying you want to show him how serious you are, but you know, you make, you know, that you would be have to stand outside in the cold for the next 75 hours if he doesn't come. Do you really mean that? No. It's a way to say you really want him to come. So we don't take this as a serious matter. So it's a form of Zeruzin, and his goal is to try and Mizar is trying to convince the other person. It's like the Merker and the Lekech, I'm trying to convince you. So I use these type of language. Then the Mishnah adds a new point. This is really a new point. The Rav continuing in the Rav. This is the more explains that this is another. There's another layer in the Mishnah which is not explicit. Is on the door of Kol Hashana. The person who wants that every time he makes an edit during the year, it will not be effective. There's a way of doing it. So Yamid Rosh Hashanah. Person can get up on Rosh Hashanah. But Yarmur. He can make a declaration, it's called a moedah, that any of the dorm which he makes in the future, he doesn't really mean them, and therefore they're not effective. Now, anytime you want. But an example would be the beginning of the year, before the year comes, you make this declaration that any neder I'm going to make in the coming year should not be effective. I don't mean it. So that's what we do. We do Masiris Midah. So the Mishnah says, let's read it in the Mishnah.
That's Machloshes, no? In terms of
the we'll get there. Let's see. Let's see the Mishnah. So the first half of Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov's statement is a person wants to convince somebody to come eat with him. It's also a form of the Zeruzin. Good. Period. As they say in England, full stop. Now, Omer, a new idea, if a person wants to make him a serious Mador, he could do so. If he wants to make that his neder nadorim should not be effective in the future, he could do so. However, he says, "Kol neder shani also lidor yehi bato ubavad shehi zocher b'shas haneder." Okay, but this is effective only if he's zocher, he's aware of it at the time of the neder. Now, what does that mean? Okay. So the Rav explains it, which is Machlokes Rishonim, but Rav explains it that it's talking about at the time he makes the neder, he remembers this declaration that he made. And as he's saying it, he's saying, you know, even though I'm saying it, I'm relying on the Mesiris Medor that I made, that I don't really mean it. So this Mesiris Medor only works If at the time he's actually making the neder, he has the Maseiros Medor in mind. So why are you saying it? Whatever reason you feel the need to say it. But you don't really mean it because you already you nullified it before you started. But if at the time the person is making the neder, the person did not remember it, and then we have to assume he meant it seriously, so the Maseiros Medor is not effective. there is another girsa in the Gemara, which means if he's thinking about it and he's doing it anyway, he's overriding it. The Maseiros Medor works in the cases that he forgot that he made the Medor. So then we say he's not overriding, his declaration beforehand is effective. But if he's aware of it at the time and he did it anyway, that's the X is an override. The override will make it effective. Okay. Nidri Havoy, says the Mishnah. Imamar Kadamim Lorisi Gudecha Zekiyetzi Mitzrayim. Im Lorisi Nachash Kars Besabat. So, in that of something which is an exaggeration, he says, I'm telling you, I saw there were so many people just like Yitzhak Mitzrayim, and if not, my house is also in me. Well, you didn't see Yitzhak Mitzrayim, you didn't see a million and a half people. Right? So your house is also in you. I mean, you don't mean that. You mean, I'm telling you, it was a lot of people. Right? I saw a Nachash, I'm telling you, I that my food should be also in me. If it's not true that I saw a Nachash, a snake, which was as Kikaris Beis Abad, which is like the beam that they use in the olive press, a very thick, gigantic beam, piece of wood. I saw a snake that big. You didn't see a snake that big. The Yerushalmi actually learns actually that the point of here wasn't the size. Is a Kikaris Beis Abad is square. You've never seen a square snake. I saw a square snake, and if not, it should be also because in general things in the natural world don't come in squares; they come in round and etc. Crystals aside, but in general, most things are found to be very rarely do they come in the shape of something which is square. Hirsch built a lot on that idea: the fact that the mizbeach, tefillin, all these things have to be square. That's man's contribution. Because generally, the Rishonim is saying the things which occur in the nature do not come in the square shape. But she doesn't really speak about why crystals aren't a question in that. But in general, that's how the Rishonim understands this point. So obviously, a person doesn't mean the netter, because everybody knows you don't see things like that. He's just saying, it was like something like that. Okay.